The Gaia ESO Public Spectroscopic Survey, Implementation, Data Products, Open Cluster Survey, Science, and Legacy, by S. Randich et al. In the last 15 years, different ground-based spectroscopic surveys have been started and completed with the general aim of delivering stellar parameters and elemental abundances for large samples of galactic stars, complementing Gaia astrometry. Among those surveys, the Gaia ESO Public Spectroscopic Survey (GES), the only one performed on an 8m class telescope, was designed to target 100,000 stars using flames on the ESO VLT, both Giraffe and UVES spectrographs, covering all the Milky Way populations, with a special focus on open star clusters. This article provides an overview of the survey implementation, observations, data quality, analysis and its success, data products, and releases, of the Open Cluster Survey, of the science results and potential, and of the survey legacy. A companion article, Gilmore et al., reviews the overall survey motivation, strategy, Giraffe pipeline data reduction, organization, and workflow. The GES has determined homogeneous good quality radial velocities and stellar parameters for a large fraction of its more than 110,000 unique target stars. Elemental abundances were derived for up to 31 elements for targets observed with UVES. Lithium abundances are delivered for about one-third of the sample. The analysis and homogenization strategies have proven to be successful. Several science topics have been addressed by the Gaia ESO Consortium and the community, with many highlight results achieved. The final catalog has been released through the ESO archive at the end of May 2022, including the complete set of advanced data products. In addition to these results, the Gaia ESO survey will leave a very important legacy, for several aspects and for many years to come. This was the Gaia ESO Public Spectroscopic Survey, Implementation, Data Products, Open Cluster Survey, Science, and Legacy, by S. Randich et al.